I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're talking about gas prices right now. It's our favorite default subject.
It's easy to talk about. It is easy to talk about because every single one of us hates gasoline. Just with every fiber of our being.
They are falling. I noticed last week on my drive home that there was a gas station on Bangor. I'm not going to give you the exact location because I don't want to see y'all there today. It was $3.69 a gallon. Ooh. And I was super excited. But if you own a diesel truck, you like to roll coal in your diesel. Yeah, it's up. And that's, I posted that picture that I took of that gas station somewhere in West Valley City. And I said, what do you notice about this photo? And most people said diesel price, $5.63 a gallon right now.
Isn't that wild? I mean, that is just a huge
number.
That's
$2 more.
Yeah.
That's $2 more than regular unleaded.
Yeah, almost. I'm looking at AAA. AAA tracks all the gas prices. And you're right. Diesel right now, $5.63, as opposed to regular, which is about $3.78. So... yeah, just under $2 more for diesel. The worst part about diesel is if you're driving that is a terrible gas guzzler. I have yet to meet a diesel vehicle that is not a gas guzzler.
So the highest recorded price for regular unleaded this year was $5.26. Are we sure that sounds like a nationwide number?
No, that's here in
Utah.
Yeah.
$5.26.
July 1st.
Oh, my gosh.
July 1st, you got hit in the face. You don't remember that?
No.
You've wiped that from your memory?
I have. Highest watermark. We're using big words here. Highest watermark for diesel, $5.75. Almost $5.76, which happened right around Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we're not far off right now from the all-time high. Now, remember, when you look out there and you're driving on the freeway and you're getting passed by semi after semi after semi,
yeah,
they all fill up with diesel, right? And they probably get somewhere between 6 and 8 miles to the gallon.
Stop it. Stop buying stuff. You stop buying stuff, we won't have all this this worry, right?
Debbie wants to have the chicken and the egg argument. I'm going to buy food, Deb.
I'm trying to do the math right now. $22.50 less to fill up my tank now than it cost me a couple of months ago in July, according to the highest price. So it's gone down about $1.50 a gallon since our high mark of $5.26, which apparently I've just totally blanked out of my mind. But I do remember offering to fill up my daughter's truck when it was super high and just praying that thing would click off, and it got over $100, Dave. And I just wanted to tell her, like, look, kid, you're on your own. I'm out.
Good luck.
I'm out. $22.50 a fill up. I have been filling up an inordinate amount lately, once a week on average. I used to fill up every other week. I don't know what's going on. I got to get to the bottom of that. That's another story. But that does save me about, what, almost $90 a month.
Yeah. Remember, the previous high all time was $4.11. That was the previous high. We are celebrating 380 right now, Deb. That's how messed up our minds are, because we've just been so blasted for the last year and a half with crazy gas prices. We don't even know what bad used to be, but 380 is terrible.
So why are diesel prices so high? What does AAA say about diesel? Do you have that number right there?
Yeah, right now it's $5.63 in Utah, a gallon.
I wonder what it is around the rest of the nation. We should fly around the rest of the country real quick and find out. I wonder what it is in like California.
I'll tell you right now what it is.
Oh, go for it.
I am just a click away. $5.90 in California. They had a high though. How about this? This was back in June in California. $7
for diesel.
Yeah, for diesel. Ugh. That's their high.
Okay, so there's not enough diesel being produced right now. We're at the lowest national level since 1982. That's a long time. How old were you in 1982?
Seven.
Okay. I was a little older than that. It's 15. So that's a long time ago. So, and then some analysts also say it was a result of a fire at the Philadelphia Energy Solutions in 2019, which forced that refinery to shut down. So that took out one of the Northeast's most important diesel producers. So I guess it was from 3 years ago. We're still having lingering side effects from that. And in 2020, the International Maritime Organization required most ships to replace their high sulfur bunker fuel with less polluted fuels. They turned to diesel. So supply and demand, here we go again.
Yeah.
Same old conversation.
Well, and when you don't have a supply, you can just charge more and more and more. And we're supposed to have cheaper gas, right, during the winter. The blend during the summer is more expensive. But what we're seeing right now is what I don't know if that blend happens to diesel, if they're changing it from the summer mix to the winter mix. But you're basically in the conversation within a dime of all-time highs, even though we're right here in the winter.
Let's get our truckers, if you're not driving, we know you listen all the time. 57500, text us at 57500, our KSL text line. And I want to know what it cost. If you're driving a diesel truck, I want to know what it cost for your last fill-up. And your last fill-up can't just be like a top-off, like a gallon. I don't know. I want to know, like, you had to fuel the whole entire tank or tanks. I'm sure there's more than one tank on those things.
Correct me if I'm wrong, truckers. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I'm looking up that I used to drive not a huge semi, but I had a CDL. I drive big trucks. But I never had a 300-gallon tank. But some of these semis will hold 300 gallons. So at 583, Debbie, for a fill-up, that's $1,700. $1,700 for a fill-up on one of those big semis.
How is diesel fuel impacting the price of everything?
Well, it absolutely affects everything we purchase, whether it's milk, eggs, video games. Everything ultimately is delivered by a semi-truck, right? Now, a lot is traveling on rail.
Right.
Right? They'll get you in the ballpark, but ultimately you got to load it up on a big semi, and the semi will take it the final, 50 miles, 100 miles, whatever it might be. So, yeah, everything you buy at some point was on a semi.
And how much did you say it was right now to fill up a semi? Almost $1,700?
Yeah, $1,700.
So what was the low price for diesel? I mean, I don't know what the lowest price was, but what I'm trying to get to, Dave, is how much more are people driving, who are truckers driving semi-trucks, how much more are they paying than they were like just a year ago or 6 months ago?
Well, a year ago, diesel was $3.62. So $3.62, 300 gallons times $3.62, that's $1,000. So it's $700 more.
So you can see why, if the cost is, and it is, getting passed on to us, how much more? That's just one fill-up. Usually hundreds of dollars for a small truck, says one of our listeners at 57500. Diesel fuel price, 2001 Dodge diesel gets 21 to 22 miles a gallon. but some of them, the 20, some of them get 14 miles to the gallon. Somebody says $275 to fill up my Ram 3500. Why are you driving that thing? $275 for one fill up. You know, I'd be driving that.
That thing has some power, though.
I'd be driving that right to the car dealership to trade it
in.
They
might not take it at $5 and something a gallon. Like, how does that not affect the value of your vehicle? It absolutely does.
Straight ahead, Maria Chaleos up next with Utah's new news. It's the start of Avalanche Awareness Week.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.